Welcome to Fresh. Are you all excited?
Yeah.
That was mild excitement. I'm hoping that's going to grow throughout the evening. Well, I'm George Ruth Williams, and I'm going to be hosting the evening, hopefully without any bumps and lumps. So we've got 19 awards to present tonight, so everything's going to run very smoothly, I promise you. It's the third day of Fresh, as you mostly probably all know. It's been running for the last couple of days. And it's been sponsored by good friends, Indus. So we'd like to thank Indus. And yeah, thank you for your support again this year. Thank you. We've got a few more thank yous to do as well. The Festivals Company, who produce Fresh, of course. We'd also like to thank the University of Glamorgan, who are the principal funders and official hosts for 2011 Fresh Awards. So if we thank them as well. And we'd also like to thank BBC Cymru Wales, British Council Wales, and of course Cineworld for lending us their screens. So yeah, thanks. So I'm gonna stop talking in a minute, and I'm gonna invite a man on stage. It's the chair of Fresh and the head of animation at the University of Glamorgan. So if Peter Hodges would like to join me on stage, that would be great.
Welcome everyone. There's a lot of you in the air, so it's been very exciting. So this is my last duty as chair of Fresh, and I've had a great time. It's been really interesting 2 days, and so I shall welcome you to this award show. As many of you know, Cardiff is Fresh's sort of first stop on an annual tour of all the higher education institutions in Wales. This year, the festival has benefited from the sponsoring from the following. So we have Cineworld, thank you for the cinema, it's us, it's BBC Wales, Cardiff Council, ECHI, British Council Wales, Royal Television Society, the Welsh Centre, Mahamey, and Indus Television, as you just heard. So, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the judges of the Fresh Awards for their time and support. Some of them are here. We've got special thanks to Jason Bevan, who's in the back row making sure all the screen works, and he's been doing that. And also, we've got third-year visual effects motion graphics students, as Ian Acton and Alan Davey, who have worked on the visual identity for the show and all the in-between clips. So as I say, it's been an exciting, exhilarating experience for the university to be hosting Fresh. We look forward to the possibility of it returning to Cardiff in the near future. We recognise that Fresh has an important role to focus on the emerging talent and to help bridge the gap between higher education and industry.
Peter, for that. Right, we're going to crack on now, I think, with the awards. So, without further ado, I'd like to welcome Tom Brown and Daniel Gray to the stage, if I may. Guys, just a quick question for you. You've both been here as past Fresh Award winners, so how does it feel to cross over to the dark side and become judges?
It was a bit weird when Burin revealed he was our father.
Oh, yeah. He told me I was also his daughter, so that's been going on a lot. But yeah, so have you enjoyed the judging experience? Has it been good?
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Good, excellent. That's what we like to hear. Right, okay, so we're going to look now at the animation category.
Good evening. My name is John Mouse, and I'm your voiceover man for this evening. Welcome to the Fresh 2011 Awards. And the nominees for animation are The Goat and the Well, Ben Caddy, Newport Film School. Sue Wester, Marie Harton, Swansea Metropolitan University. Dumped, Joshua Flynn and Nathan Flynn, the University of Glamorgan. Bobo, Louise Lafayette Stockler, Newport Film School.
I once caught him sneaking chocolate from the fridge. He gave me a piece and he said,
Não conta pra sua avó. So I didn't. I felt guilty. I enjoyed sitting behind him in the car, watching him check his teeth in the mirror. He'd share cream crackers with me. He smelled like them sometimes. We'd go feed the fish in the river, by the house where he grew up. He'd hold my hand so I wouldn't fall in.
You weren't the first ones here. Kate Broadhurst, Emma Rose Dade, Helen Dallat, Daisy Gould, and Joseph Wallace. Newport Film School.
Towards the upstairs window.
That party, where we invited all our family, all our friends, the champagne spilt out into the tiles. So when we actually found the glass, it only filled halfway before the bottle was empty.
All these scribbles where nothing made sense, until she explained to me, slowly.
The film was a second year group project that we made last year. We're in our third years now. It's perhaps not quite as successful as some of the other films. I think pleasure for all of us. It's one. So, thanks to the judges. Thanks so much.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. Right, we're going to go on to the next category, which is motion graphics next. So let's look at the nominees.
And the nominees for motion graphics are KISS FM, Jack Fisher, University of Glamorgan. Law and Order titles, Joshua Pins, University of Glamorgan. Bombay Sapphire advert, Jack Fisher, University of Glamorgan. Beatball Band. Stronger basketball advert, Sadiq Khan, the University of Glamorgan.
So, yeah, those are the nominees in the motion graphics category. And Daniel, you're gonna announce the winner for me now, aren't you?
Yep. Good. The winner for motion graphics is Sadiq Khan with Stronger Basketball.
I'm not Sadiq. I'm standing nearly with a corpse. It's very dangerous walking down that thing. I'd like to accept it on his behalf because unfortunately he couldn't make it here tonight. Very, very pleased with this award. Thank you.
Two categories next. So first of all, we've got games and interactive media, and then following that, we've got Welsh language. So to announce the winners, please welcome on stage Berwyn Rowlands from the Festivals Company. Berwyn, you've got some mightily well-crafted awards that are being handed out tonight. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
I haven't spotted them really. Oh. No, it's our friends at the Swansea Metropolitan. The students there designed them, created them. They are Bio D something, they are varnished, they are laser precisely positioned, and I think they look bloody amazing. So I'd like to say thank you very much to our colleagues.
Thank you very much. And so we're going to go first to the games and interactive media. So if we look at the nominees and
We're talking about games and interactive media. That's what we're talking about. And these are the nominations. Concept Game Cinematic, Dan Rees, University of Glamorgan. Virtual Degree, Lapita, 2010, David Biggins, University of Wales, Trinity, St. David. Lampeter Virtual Tour of the Lampeter Campus. Matthew Knowles, University of Wales, Trinity, St. David. Future Man versus Serial Killer, Episode 1, Back from the Future. Matthew Mensley, University of Wales, Trinity St. David.
And the Fresh Award goes to Concept Game Cinematic, Dan Reed-Silver.
Category. Bedouin, why do you think it's very important to have a Welsh language section? Not a Welsh language. That's opened up a huge can of worms in this particular award ceremony.
I can pretend that I don't know what the question is, but we did like the questions in the office. So the serious answer, and it is a serious answer, an awful lot of people just don't get it. They think that Welsh language content should be dispersed amongst all the other categories, and that is the case. However, in Wales, we do have an industry, just, which needs content through the medium of Welsh. So it's totally and utterly appropriate and extremely foolish or fresh not to have this category. And when you see the standard of the entries this year, you understand why.
Well, mae'n i edrych felly ar y categories. Here's the Welsh language nominees.
And the nominations are for the Welsh language category. Right then, let's have a go at this. An Oil Plant, Catherine Doyle, Newport Film School.
Wel, falle bod chi ddim yn plant erbyn i chi gwylio hwn. Byddwch chi wedi tyfu a prifio siŵr iawn i fod yn oedolion deallus a medrus.
Ar goch, Owain Dafydd, University of Wales, Trinity St David.
Byddin,
hanes eddol.
Gorllewinol.
Treftadol.
Empty.
Byrlymus.
Hyfryd.
Wonderful.
Eclectic.
Gwael.
Busy at the moment.
Snazzy.
Siopau newydd.
Old.
Friendly.
Cymraeg.
Home.
Bangor y de.
As quiet and small.
Bach.
Hospitable.
Ardderchog.
Cymdeithasu.
Joio.
Rainy.
Diddorol.
Fantastic culture. But throwaway society. And if they continue to do this, then their children will be next.
Orange, Martini, Vienna, Owain Dafydd, University of Wales, Trinity St David.
Just fell in dash, pam o'ch chi ddim sydd wedi gweithio fi bod chi wedi bod mas. Mae fel bod chi'n cwoto fe'r ffai.
Wel, o'n i'n gwybod tan fod chi'n bas ti'n ato, Dan.
Ie, ond... Ie, fyddwn ni ddim yn ysbwch chi'n gweithio fi.
Ti yn nawr, Dan.
Ddim yn gwneud gwyniaeth, anyway, achos o ti ddim na. Ie, ddim na'r pwynt. Ie, ond os o ti na, fyddwn ni wedi dod i ôl ti wedi. Leithio chi?
Arms.
Good nesaf.
Os ti'n benni fel yna'n y bore wedi ni, yn y gen i'n naked, ti'n gwybod ti wedi cael
good
nos.
Good nesaf.
Oedd eitha. Dal o ffroedi o dwy drink. Ddim yn locked, really, rwy'n sy'n mas bob nos.
Yeah, well, if I'm off a dig drink, had loads of weed.
So I can't you smoke a lot, Nathan. A 15 quid is the master tea, anyway.
Well, ti'n rhywbeth i'n siarad rhywbeth. I'll plan i sawl o'r olive oil fi'n neud.
TB, Tia Gwyn, Lowry Fleer Davis, University of Wales, Trinity St David.
So ni'n erbyn y moch ddiar o gwbl, na beth chi'n teimlo, mae'r pobol y badger dros yn mynd i at, so ni'n erbyn y moch ddiar o gwbl.
Mae'n rhaid i rhywbeth. Dwi'n rhaid i'n gwneud.
Ceg Trefolder, Sean Richards, Aberystwyth University.
Tati Mari, ydych chi mewn?
Byddai lawr rwan. Steddau i ddim. Hogyn bach glân di, William, ni, wan. Gymru di banad, leidr. Gwysio bod chdi di blin ar o'r ysgol ma.
Na, dim diolch. Well mi gochwi'n adra i neud swpar cyn i dad gyrraedd.
Sy'n mad y dad, ddim wedi bod heibio oes... Wel, dwi'n ei wir. Gaf ond y frawd yn meddwl. Mi eisiau heibio Emrys fel ddi. Eisiau fagol lysiau i chdi a dy dad.
Do ddim rhaid i chi.
Wel, mae yna hen ddigon. Cym nhw siwr?
Na, dim diolch. Gan bod ni'n trio dod i arfer.
Wel, fel dwi'n dweud, mae yna hen ddigon. Ti'n gwybod bod fi yma i helpu.
Diolch, Antti Mari. Ydych chi'n help mwr i fi yn had. Wel, eich i fory.
Ta-da.
So, those of them on these. Farwen, can you glywed pwysig di anodd?
Mae'n braint ac yn anhydedd gyfwyddi enillydd o bobl y gyfrifiaeth Gymraeg ydy Orange Martini Vienna.
And hear that. Right, so we're moving on, and I'm going to get some help now to announce the next two categories. So, can I welcome Liz Kessler to the stage, please? Liz? It's been very strange having this conversation at such a distance from you, but we'll give it a go. So, Liz, you were one of the judges for this year, 2011. What exactly were you looking for in your work?
Want to stay with the piece till the end. Fresh! Nominations for Music Media. A Comfortable Cage, Chloe Morant, Swansea Metropolitan University, or Swansea Stoot, as we used to call it in 1994.
Find me a cage.
Lordy one, Stephen Murphy from Swansea Metropolitan University. I wonder if they're in the Townhill campus. What a lovely place. Paper Thin, Hattie Griffiths and Rob Jarvis, Uniglam. Death Cab Blipverts, Caris Banks, University of Glamorgan. All this, Ian Acton, University of Glamorgan.
Got, in my opinion, the best title. It's called Experimental Shorts. which, rather than the kind of tragic ensemble that my dad wears to the gym, is, of course, short film. So we're going to have a look at the nominees now. Here we go.
And the nominees are for Experimental, Footprints on the Seabed, Emily Saunders, The University of Glamorgan. Pipes and Boxes, Harriet Wallace, Aberystwyth University.
Human beings. In order to understand things, we put things into boxes. So my brain can process things, I have to order them into units, order them into channels that I can understand and recognise. We put things in boxes so we can control them, so we can contain them and order them. It makes us feel like we're in control. It makes us feel safe.
Old Hat, Steve Turner, Aberystwyth University. Perfect Wrestler, Christian Britton, Newport Film School.
Look. The Perfect Wrestler. The Perfect Mexican Wrestler. Watch him dream. Stop. Wait. Look. Look again. The Perfect Wrestler is dreaming. Dreaming. What is he dreaming of? Running. Look how he runs. Wait, the Perfect Wrestler is running, running perfectly.
Space Hopper, Edward Slash, Tea Party, Shelley Jones, and Mark Anstis from the University of Glamorgan.
Big thanks to Wolfman, who I know is in the audience. He's the guy wearing the kilt. Make sure you speak to him after, but thank you.
Congratulations on both the shorts and the penis. We're going to take a break from the awards now, and I'm going to invite Tom William up on stage to announce the recipient of this year's RTS Awards. So if you could keep them up.
Good evening, and thank you very much for this evening, to this opportunity to present the RTS Wales Centre Student Television Awards. Just two quick opening comments really from the jurors. They just wanted to emphasise the importance of narrative, really just telling a story, and how important that is in producing films of this kind for a competition such as this. And secondly, though, they were just keen to point out that the technical standards and craft skill this year in the entries were generally of very high standard, and obviously that was very, very welcome. So, moving swiftly on, I'll just go first to the first category of the awards. This was the animation category. And what I'll do is, once I've gone through the citation, if the winners, both the winners and the runners-up, come down and collect the certificates and the awards, that'd be great. So, two entries in this category, The Goat and the Well. This was simple line drawings illustrating a story in which a goat of the title succeeds in drowning a woman who wishes both to draw water from the well and to milk the goat. And then secondly, Volo. Here again, simple line drawings that illustrate the story the animator wanted to tell. But in this case, the story was more powerful and better kept the jury's attention. So without further ado, the winner was Volo.
Thank you to the judges and that, and
the RTS and fresh and stuff. Never won an award before. I don't know what else to say. But yeah, it was quite nice. Cheers. Great, we'll move on to the second category, which was undergraduate entertainment. Cardiff Love Story was an interesting fusion of styles. The Bay meets Bollywood. The Raiders and the Bulldogs, much about this story was good, and certainly it showed good editing and production skills. Netsky, again, showed good production values and a good opening. But in this case, after some discussion, the jury came to the conclusion that Raiders and Bulldogs was in the wrong category, and for that reason, it was decided not to place it. So the result was as follows. The winner is Cardiff Love Story.
RTS, and this was sort of, you know, we were running a bit low on ideas, so we decided with a bit of madness to look to Bollywood and, you know, get some more fun and entertainment in our films, and it just shows that you can make films and have fun basically as well. So, thank you.
Right, we're going to move on to undergraduate factual. Signing My Life Away, a close look at the work of a sign writer. This is a nice, simple story, well told, and good central character development. Exile in the Forest, this film looked at the work of an inspirational Scottish teacher working in India. Forget Me Not, a well-shot story which took a small-town florist as its central character. This Side of the Bars, a sort of a cinema verity documentary-style take on rap music in Newport. Argosh, Lost. This was quite a difficult entry in that the poem that was used was sort of difficult to interpret and understand, but very interesting. And T.B. Dieu Gwyn, T.B. Black and White, an emotive but really interesting documentary about the proposed culling of badgers in West Wales. The jury discussed the six entries for some time, but finally decided to place the winners as follows. The winner was Signing My Life Away. In second... category was undergraduate fiction, for some, a few entries actually. This is The Life, the story of a father returning home from prison. Just a Little Step, which looked at Alzheimer's disease and its devastating effects on an elderly couple. The Black Hills, a film which set out to prove that a Western could easily be made in Wales. Sidelines, another aspect of a father's relationship with his children. Hearts of Men, the story was built around the execution of a young man accused of cowardice. Cariad Dwi'n Unig, Darling, I'm Lonely. This dealt with sudden, unexpected death syndrome. Orange, Martini Vienna, an examination of friendship, peer pressure, and insecurities in young men. So this was a category which attracted, as I say, the most entries. And there was a great deal of discussion amongst the jury members about the films they'd watched. In the final analysis, the film which told the strongest story won through. So I'm pleased to announce the winner was Sidelines. University of Newport. So I'd just like to call if Chris Morrison could come back down again just to collect the awards for the colleges as well. That'd be great. Thank you. Just finally, I just want to give a quick plug actually to the Student National UK Awards. And these are being held at the National Media Museum in Bradford. on Friday the 20th of May, and there'll also be a masterclass event linked to that as well. So as I say, thank you very much. It's been a great pleasure to produce these awards. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Howell, for that. A lot of love for Newport in here tonight. And you'll be getting fresh next year, won't you? It's coming to you next, so watch out. Right. Yeah, congratulations to all the winners, but we're back on the fresh trail now. So please welcome to the stage to announce the winners of the fiction postgraduate and also factual categories. Can Janet Harris join me, please? So I think we should just look at the nominees.
And the nominations for fiction postgraduate are Identity Crisis, Valerie Eremenko. From the Newport Film
School. Oh my god! Oh my god! It's you! I can't believe it! Oh, come here, oh. Where have you been, you afternoon cow?
Sorry. Sam?
What's with the voice, big guy? Oh no. Have you gone all butch on me? They didn't try to change your hair, did they? Did they put electrical fingers on your finger? Did they make you look at photos of naked ladies?
Claire?
Sam, John is having a few problems.
John? John? She ain't John. Tell him I
can. Sam? John has been in a serious accident and is having a few problems with his memory at the moment. So I would ask you to please take things slowly. Keep the noise down.
Ooh, yeah. So what happened, Mikey? We've been hunting high and low.
Therapy for Beginners, William Scotham, from the Newport Film School.
Honey.
Hey, gorgeous.
Ugh, why are we in a park, James? It's freezing.
Do you remember our very first date?
Yes.
Remember I took the feet and ducks?
Yes.
And I got you. Hold on. Remember I got you some flowers?
Thank you. They're lovely. $2.50?
Yeah, sorry about that.
They're lovely. You okay?
Yeah, why shouldn't I be?
It's just completely out of character.
Release, Benjamin Scarsbrook. At long last, somebody not from the Newport Film School. Benjamin studies at the University of Wales, Trinity St David.
Who are you?
I'm Jason. Kill me.
What? Get out.
Kill me.
No. Get out.
I will not leave. Kill me.
Up for Natalie Williams, University of Wales, Trinity St David.
You all right?
All right.
Steve, what's going on?
I'm not here. I mean, I'm here, but I'm not a human.
What?
What are you saying?
Yesterday I cut myself.
What?
Not on purpose, it was an accident. There was no blood.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
No. Blood would be normal.
Stephen.
All this white stuff came out.
Steve.
And then I found a manufacturer's logo on my body.
Where?
You don't want to know.
Steve, what are you telling us?
I think I'm a robot.
Sorry.
So we're going to bring back the nominees for the postgraduate category. So, Janet, if you could tell us who's won.
Okay, the winner is Identity Crisis.
Very important for all of us.
of put me into a step in industry, and thank you very much to the film festival company who is organizing such an amazing event. And also, it's really, really amazing to see so many people here. Thank you.
Congratulations. Right, we're going to move swiftly on now to the factuals category.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the nominees for factual are Barry and the Island, Michael James Moore, Newport Film School.
I think the irony was that there was a petition and they had 10,000 signatures to save the Nat Hall. And that particular year, only 1,000 people used it. Makes you think, doesn't it?
It was a fabulous facility, absolutely fabulous facility. And it's so sad that it's gone, but it's much lamented in the town. And it's gone.
Go! Natalie Harkett, Newport Film School.
The first time that we met, yeah, I remember it well. 1958. I was lorry driving at the time, and I was delivering on this factory in Longton in Stoke-on-Trent, and I saw this nice young lady in the office as I passed the window.
And one particular day, he came in, borrowed a magazine off me, and then bought me a new one the week after, which I've still got. And then I asked him where he was going that particular day, and he told me, and he said, would you like to come with me? And my friend said, no, but she'll come with you tonight. And that was the start.
That was in 1958, the best thing I ever did.
Neglected. Rita Roberts and Claire Carpenter, Newport Film School.
There is a great deal of prejudice towards gypsies and travellers. As someone who has always been interested in the life of a traveller, I decided to visit a Scottish traveller family living by the Newport Transporter Bridge and get to know them myself.
That would be the whole entire family together, all my mum and dad's children, in one place for the first time in 20 years. I've got all my older brothers and then all the girls are a lot younger.
Post-it notes, Johnny Lewis and Neil Cairns from the Newport Film School. Terry and Bukoff, guess where he's coming from? The Newport Film School.
Our graduation films 3 weeks ago. I'm sure Chris will agree with me. The talent in that room was just incredible. I'm very proud to be part of that, and I'm very proud to be part of this. Thank you very much.
Right, so we are gradually gliding gracefully towards the end of the evening, and the 2011 festival, in fact. So we've come now to another one of my favourite short-based categories. This one is the short shorts. And also we're going to be looking at the fiction undergraduate. So to announce the winners in both those categories, please welcome Fresh Judge John Rennie and Chris Morris from Newport Film School. John, we've heard a lot recently in the last couple of years about the difficult economic climate. Do you think the financial crisis has affected your work in any way?
Right, in my best Robert Pattinson voice.
John?
No, at all. No, I mean, some sectors of the Welsh media industry are going through a few problems at the moment, to be sure. But to be honest, creativity and narrative generally win through, and I think technology means that in your fingertips now you have a stills camera that can shoot HD video and 35mm, and you know, you've got everything that's available to you that frankly I didn't know 10 years ago when I was graduating. So I think, you know, frankly, definitely that looks fantastic, and I think you've got everything to be proud of.
So if anything, it's been an impetus.
Absolutely.
It's good to hear. Right, so we're going to look at the short shorts themselves now. Enjoy. Here
they are. I like short shorts, and the nominations are Trauma, Lawrence Fowler, Newport Film School. Woo! Post-it notes. Johnny Lewis and Neil Cairns from the Newport Film School.
Well, my experience of postmen is that I think generally they're really nice people. Perhaps not quite as nice as Postman Pat because I haven't got a cat, but I've seen postmen approaching a house where there's a dog, and I think they're incredibly brave.
I don't really know them, not like years ago. We've lived in this area all my life, and the postman was always almost a family friend, and you knew that if you were out, he'd make sure your post came to a neighbour or somebody, or it would be safely delivered.
Continuity of errors. Davy Evans and Gaz Davis, Aberystwyth University.
So, as you were saying, continuity is important.
Who the hell are you?
Ice cream! We haven't taken you for some school.
In 1999, my fiancé and I decided to move down to West Wales just for 6 months, just to see what it would be like.
Matt came up with this idea of, right, let's run the ice cream van down at a variety.
9.5 years later, still in Pembrokeshire.
Runaway, just your prize, Newport Film School.
Yeah, very tough category because there have been so many genres, but in the end, the award goes to Ice Cream.
Ice Cream was a film I made with my brother a couple of years ago, and Amber, the girl that's in that, is now actually old enough to be embarrassed by it. So I think Matt and Rachel and Amber will just be really chuffed, and really enjoyed making that film. So thank you very much.
Chris, as I mentioned earlier, Fresh is of course going to be going down the M4 for lovely Newport next year. So any ideas of what Newport? Yeah, that is going to be a Newport. Any ideas of what we can expect from you guys next year?
Well, I have to say, I think University of Glamorgan have done a stunning job, and I think that the I want voiceover man and the holy cheese board. Can we keep going with that? That's fantastic. That's really, really good. Well, we've got a brand new campus, which is fantastic. So you don't have to wait for a year. Pop down and see what it's like, because it's a really fantastic new campus we've got. It'll just be hopefully as good as University of Glamorgan have done. I think it's been a really brilliant 3 days. The quality of the guests this year, just brilliant. Really, really good.
So we're going to look now at the fiction undergraduate category. So, is everybody on these?
Okay, everybody. These are the nominations for the fiction undergraduate. Amnesia. Jeff and James, University of Glamorgan.
They say a lot about death. Some people say that your life flashes before your eyes. Other people say that you see a light at the end of a tunnel. Me, I can't really say that I saw much, as my skull was crushed into a curb by a 4x4 pickup truck. And the things that you're supposed to learn about life always come around too late. Sometimes even as late as down in a box of painkillers and wherever else you can find.
From the University of Glamorgan.
It's me. Rudiger, it's the right fault. I want to go. I know. I'm going to untie you. If we make it to the...
Get it done and get home. Me.
Could you make it through this whole water, then strapped to a bloody tree?
Private! 3 minutes. Move! Now!
Isabella, Lucy Davis, the University of Wales, Trinity, St. David.
Me and Mam sat down again. And more calmly talked about what I was going to do. I didn't want to go to school. It was so dull and frustrating. but I could see what she meant. Ignoring the grades themselves, I still needed knowledge and the life experiences.
A life for the day, Luke Adams, the University of Wales, Trinity, St. David. Runaway, Joshua Price from the Newport Film School.
And the winner is from Glamorgan Hearts of Men.
I don't think I should have worn a pair of shorts, really. I just want to say thank you for everyone who helped out in the film. And yeah, thanks a lot.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for everyone to help. Thanks a lot.
Right. Been a nice birth time year, fresh, and it's birthed two new awards. So, for the first time, we've got two UK-wide awards. So we've gone far and beyond Wales, which is exciting. So we've got the Best UK Graduate Fiction, and then also the Best UK Graduate Documentary. So, to present those awards, please welcome jury members Paul Smith and Rebecca Harris. Rebecca, first of all, many people in the audience will recognise you from Belonging, the popular BBC drama. Did you enjoy being a judge?
Absolutely, it was a huge challenge. It's the first time I've ever done anything like this, and it's nice to know that the industry in Wales is alive and well and very, very talented.
And Paul, you've been involved with Fresh for a long time now. Are you happy with what you've seen this year?
Been amazing. I mean, it's part of the transformation, the move forward. The place has been buzzing right from the beginning, and I think it bodes well for the future, wherever it goes around Wales, and when it comes back here, it'll be amazing, I'm sure. But next year, we'll see what happens.
Brilliant. Newport, the game's on then. Now then, what we're going to look at is, of course, the Best UK Fiction. So, Paul. We'll be announcing them later, but we'll see them first.
Here we go. Best UK Graduate Fiction. And the nominees are White Elephants and Red Herons, Georgius Mistura and Oliver Weiser, Southampton University.
You see, I'm a homosexual, and for many years was living with my partner in a London flat. I turned from work one evening, and my partner said, sit down, I've got some bad news. Your father's died. Later that evening, I phoned my mother to see how she was coping. After all, it was quite a shock. To my surprise, my father answered the phone. I made out I was phoning on other stuff, and he didn't suspect. I then confronted my partner and asked how he could play such a trick. He said, honest, they left a name and a phone number. The name, he said, rang a bell from my distant past, and I decided to phone the number. Mr. Ratcliffe had indeed died, and the funeral was the following Wednesday. They hoped that I would attend the funeral. I said I would.
London Life. Wilson Lau, University College London.
This job requires a lot of timekeeping skills, motivational skills, and a great deal of energy. The hours depend on how quickly you can get the first film edition done. If you complete that on time, then your hours will be significantly less. Otherwise, there will be 9 to 5 Monday to Friday with a 1 hour lunch break. Your duties include being part of the pre-production process, the post-production process, and collecting the mail. Do you have any questions at this point?
Sorry?
If not, then you can just sign the contract in front of you.
Can I get love story, Thomas Gately and Victor Ortega from the Newport Film School.
Is this yours? You're learning Hindi? Arriva. I'm half Indian, did you know? I'm going there this summer. Let me guess. You want to go to India to find some unsuspecting village girl and sweep her off her feet?
No. And I can already speak Hindi.
Acha!
La 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 la. La 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 la.
From the Newport Film School.
It's quite a quiet life. Perhaps it's even more solitary here because I'm living in a rural area, and I find that you're quite glad to spend time on your own. I spent 25 years in different parts of the world. I always wanted to come here. I also felt that if I don't come to Asia now, then when am I going to come? So it's about time.
Lekha, Abdul Suraldi, National Film and Television School.
Молодец, Лайка. Мы... гордимся тобой.
Volvo, Louise, Lafayette, Stockler, Newport Film School.
One day, he called me into his room to show me something. I was busy, so I told him I'd be there in a minute. I never went. And that night, he woke up, got dressed, and told my grandma he needed to go to hospital. I didn't see him again until 3 days later. They dressed him in a suit and combed his hair. I watched him lying on the cushion. He looked smaller than I remember. I wondered if he was comfortable. I stared at his face for a while, his moustache neatly covering his top lip. And I held his hand. I wonder what it was that he wanted to show me. I'll ask him another time. He's just resting his eyes.
Great actress in the film, and yeah, hopefully this will help me find a job as well. Thank you.
Paul, if you could also announce the winner of Best UK Documentary as well, please.
Have we seen any clips?
I don't know. Have we seen any clips then?
And the nominations are Hiroshi Suzuki, Silver Waves, James Burkitt, and Michael Howard, Newport Film School. James Burkitt, Michael Howard, and Kirsty Bucknell, Newport Film School.
Are you ready for Virtual Carnival?
Despite terrible weather, the Bridgewater Carnival is in full swing. The club to beat are the Gremlins, winners for the last 6 years. This time they have an especially impressive entry.
Phoenix, Century Cinema. Toby Cameron, Alex Hawes, Richard Crandon and Hajime Yoneda.
There is a real magic to celluloid going through a projector. I know that, you know, digital projection is the way forward, and I know that's happening, but I think you'll never be able to completely do away with celluloid, because there is something about the quality of celluloid.
Well, there's a certain romantic charm to feel the old wheels going round and the projection room, the beam of light stabbing out.
Cinema's just marvellous. I mean, cinema is such a sort of creative art form that you can move from the Hollywood mainstream telling fantastic stories right across to the experimental avant-garde, where they're doing things which are visually intriguing.
The horse, his industry, our industry. Eleanor Farrell, University of Wales, Trinity St David.
And everyone, unfortunately we could only put the University of Glamorgan. We wish we could have put the University of Glamorgan / Newport Film School. Thank you to Fresh, thank you to the Phoenix Cinema, thank you to and thank you to the editor Richard Crandon, who couldn't be here tonight.
Got the best of the festival, the best international film, and also the audience award, which has been sponsored by the new Fresh Bar at the Wales Millennium Centre. So I'd like to ask Jason Bevan to join me on stage to announce the winners, please. Jason, congratulations. It's been such an amazing festival. How are you all feeling, actually? It's been knackered.
I am a little tired.
Yeah.
I'm going to get all sentimental now because all the work we've put in over the last few weeks, or even months of work actually, to get the 3 days have been, I couldn't have asked for better. It's gone absolutely fantastic, and to see the amount of people in the audience has been amazing. So thank you all for supporting Fresh, and I hope that it continues in Newport and further afield as well. So big thanks.
Of the Best of the Festival Award,
which has been sponsored by Nicky. Okay, the Best of the Festival is The Goat and the Well.
Thank you very much. I didn't know this award existed. so I don't really know what to say. Thank you very much. I hope people liked my film. Thanks to my friend Luis, who did Vova, because he did some clean-up on the final on the film, so it might not be finished if it wasn't him. So, yeah, thank you very much. Thank you to all my teachers as well, because it's a really great score and I really liked it.
Jess, can you tell us who's won
the
Best International Film?
Before that, there's a little note on the bottom. They say accommodations for Footprints on the Sea, Terry and Orange Martina, Vienna. Okay, so open those. Right, excellent. Best International Film. The Best International Film is Live Stream by Jens... Oh, God, I can't say that. Wisniewski.
It's the award of the audience, or the audience's award. So you've been voting in your thousands, apparently, so I'm told. So to present the award, please welcome back on stage the Chair of the Head of Animation at the University of Glamorgan, Mr. Peter Hodges.
Announce
the winner of the final award of the evening, which is the Fresh Audience Award, please.
I certainly can. Drum roll. Ooh, the Audience Award goes to... This is good. This bookends the festival nicely. We saw this on Wednesday night when we started. We're going to see it again. And I think we're going to see those shorts again. Hearts of Men.
But big thanks to our teachers, the cast and crew on the film, and Tesco's for supplying a lot of bacon sandwiches. So. Thank you.
In a minute, but all that remains to do is to thank the festival. It's been absolutely incredible. I can't get over some of the things that we've seen today. It's just been brilliant. So at the end of 2011 Fresh, it'll be going to Newport next year. So commiserations to everyone who just lost out. Massive congratulations to you guys who won. Nice shorts. And I'd just like to thank all the judges, the sponsors, the speakers. And most importantly, obviously, all you guys here tonight who filled the 183 seats plus the stairs. So well done, full capacity.